Luke chapter 19. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the tax collectors, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and could not because of the crowd, because he was small of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, because he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down quickly, because today I must stay at your house. And he quickly came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be guest with a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Indeed, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham, because the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. He said, Therefore, a certain noble man went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom, and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said to them, Take care of this until I return. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he had returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called to him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then the first came saying, Lord, your pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, Well done, you good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little. You have authority over 10 cities. And the second came saying, Lord, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, You shall be also over 5 cities. And another came saying, Lord, see, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. Because I feared you, because you are a hard man, you take up what you have not laid down and reap what you have not sown. And he said to him, Out of your own mouth I will judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a hard man, taking up what I had not laid down and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not give my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have received my own with interest? And he said to those who stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him who has the 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. Because I say to you, that to everyone who has shall more be given, and from him who does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. But those of my enemies, who do not want me to reign over them, bring here and kill them before me. And when he had so spoken, he went on before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he had come near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent 2 of his disciples, saying, Go into the village opposite you, in which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, upon which no man has sat. Loose him, and bring him here. And if any man asks you, Why do you loose him? You shall say to him, Because the Lord has need of him. And those who were sent went their way, and found it even as he had said to them. And as they were loosing the colt, its owners said to them, Why are you untying the colt? And they said, The Lord has need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their coats upon the colt, and they set Jesus upon them. And as he went, they spread their coats in the way. And when he had come near, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice, because of all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said to him, Master, rebuke your disciples. And he answered and said to them, I tell you that, if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he had come near, he saw the city, and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, at least in this your day, the things which make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Because the days shall come upon you, that your enemies shall cast a trench around you, and encircle you, and keep you in on every side, and shall lay you even with the ground, and your children within you. And they shall not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. And he went into the temple, and began to cast out those who sold in it, and those who bought, saying to them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him, and did not know what to do, because all the people were very attentive to hear him.